Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Guthrie County 4-H Foundation Chairperson Megan Earlbeck about their static building project. This is part one of a two-part interview. What is your involvement with Guthrie County 4-H?
Well, I started being involved with the 4-H program about 6 years ago when my oldest son started with the Clover Kid program. And then shortly thereafter, I was approached if I would like to join the Guthrie County 4-H Foundation Board, and which I agreed. And so I've been serving on that ever since. And then this year, I took on a new role of being the leader of the North Branch Beavers 4-H Club.
And for the Foundation Board, do you have a title for that?
I am the current chairman of the foundation.
What are the other positions?
We have a secretary. The chairman and the secretary are our primary positions. There's just four of us on the board currently.
Why does the Guthrie County 4-H Foundation feel that a new static building is needed?
Well, the foundation, and I would think anybody that's involved with 4-H would second this, that the current static building is in need of substantial repairs. And if we keep the kids' best interest in mind, building a new, modern static building is the best route to go than to repair an old building.
And how long has the foundation been talking about this, and what problems does the current building currently have?
Well, the current building, it sits in a floodplain, and so it floods almost every year. So we get a lot of mold and things, you know, every year that we need to clean out. There's some issues with the roof. You know, there's holes in the roof that need repaired. It's an old building that it's served its purpose, and it's just got a lot of buildup of, you know, the age that just needs some repairs, and they're getting to be more substantial as the years go on, and so it's time for a new building.
So where are you thinking the new building would be located, and if you can kind of share sort of the features or aspects that you guys are thinking of right now for it?
Sure. So with the Fair Board, we're working with the Fair Board since it is on the fairgrounds, and we've decided that it would be located directly west of the Lions food stand, so it would be right north of the campground, right along the creek. And then the designing of it is still in discussion, but we would like to see the bathrooms like we have in the current building. We'd like the bathrooms and some sort of kitchen area. Those would be the two main things. And then also heating and air conditioning so we can use the building year-round for all of our different 4-H meetings and events and activities that we plan throughout the year.
How often do you use the static building during the rest of the year?
Well, we would like to be able to use it for our club meetings every month, and some clubs do use it for their club meetings. We have different, you know, activities where we invite in people out of 4-H to come in and do some activities and things. And so, you know, it's to have a nice, clean, updated facility would be nice to invite those people into.
I've only been in the static building just this past county fair, so sure. I can't quite recall. Does the current building have a kitchen? I mean, you mentioned wanting a kitchen.
It does. It has a rather large kitchen with a couple sinks, a couple refrigerators, a couple stoves, oven stoves, and lots of counter space, yeah.
You'd like to have that, you know, for club meetings or other groups that might need to use that?
Right. And, you know, the Clover Kids could meet in there. Any of the county clubs could meet in there. The Extension Office has programs and things that they do throughout the year. One example is the Farm Safety Day Camp that Farm Bureau actually helps with the Extension. And they always use the static building for that every year in the spring. And so that would be one of the outside of 4-H activities that would be going on in the static building.
The current building, does that not have heating or air conditioning? Or?
It does. It's not as efficient as it could be, and so that's one of the other things that would need to be repaired. You know, in the wintertime, when we would have meetings in there, we would turn the air on, but it wouldn't heat up very fast, and so it wasn't the most comfortable in there, but it does have heating. And, like, the air conditioning isn't as big of a problem as the heating, but yeah, they do need repaired, and so that's a significant expense to repair a HVAC system. So,
Did you say you want the new building to be out of the floodplain then?
It would be beneficial if we could. I'm not exactly sure, you know, how the land is actually laid out. The fairgrounds, a lot of the fairgrounds has flooding potential, but with the dirt work that they have done in the area that we're proposing to build this new building west of the Lions Club food stand, that has already had some dirt work, so it would be less likely to flood, and there would be less cost of the dirt work because it's already been started with the building of the Lions Club food stand.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Guthrie County 4-H Foundation Chairperson Megan Earlbeck about their static building project. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.